positive.
No, like, but that's fine though. You could learn, that's cool though. It's not. It's not a bad thing. I'd rather have a female president. Just FYI.
For sure. It's just like.
Just FYI. So if Biden dies, please, sir, do that. I wouldn't mind Kamala until another female president comes along. I don't fuck with Kamala because when she was a DA, she was letting the white cops get away with everything until, oh, let's get body cameras. But by then, there's already a bunch of niggas in jail for selling weed, a dime a bag of weed. That's me buying it.
First of all, they'll stop you for like 2 grams, and they're both them grams in separate bags to get charged.
Bro, when they arrested me the other day, I had a roach in my, and I had a roach in here that I picked up off the ground that I smoked so I could throw it away. I was in the hospital because I was handcuffed for 4 hours, yo. Dog, the fire station niggas was like how y'all was sitting there talking. Yeah, hold on to this. Good luck. So, of course, at this point, I got nothing to lose. I start grinding everybody up. Because I'm sitting here talking to the cop. I was mad shit. I said, yo, bro. I said, you racist as fuck, bro. And I said, then you gonna say, then he was a cool nigga, though. He was from New York. I didn't know he was from New York until he sat down. He was the only bull that stayed with me. White bull. He stayed with me the whole time, yo. Even after me insulting him. I didn't never call him out his name. I just called him racist. Huh?
You sound good on this.
Oh, you good? Yeah. I feel you, bro. I'm glad you know, the thing I fuck with him is he know his limit.
It ain't even that. I just don't fuck with that guard.
The who?
God, I hate guards, babe.
That's what Garcia Vega, huh?
What?
That rap which you rapped it in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so what y'all smoke? Yeah. Backwoods?
That's a backwood right there.
Yeah. Oh, now that I know roll backwoods. I just took this because you could put less weed in there. And fill it. No, you can cut it.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like doing all that. I wouldn't be lazy this morning. But normally, I'm from Philly, so what we smoke. Like right here, if I come around you with a game and we matching, you gonna curse me out.
I tell people all that. I mean, especially late.
She'll
be like, go get a bar.
I mean,
I tell you, you can at least get a
smoke. Smoke that by yourself. No. No, guess what they got? Guess what they have now? They got the games that's like backwoods.
Did y'all see? Yeah,
they're $1.29.
They
$1.29. It's two. So if that's the case, because you think about it, a single backwoods is $1.59. You can get two game leaf.
Yeah,
they got game leaf.
We used to smoke the game leaf.
And you don't gotta break them down. They unwrap. Mm-hmm. Y'all try throwbacks?
Yeah.
The smoke shop I go to, he had all flavors of throwbacks, and he just got and he got all the games.
I tried throwbacks.
He got y'all had the banana backwoods. Mm-hmm. Yo, why the gas station on the street bull said $13? I said,
because them hoes more expensive than the regular ones. They hard to get.
No, where the library's at, the next gas station they $6. That's a regular pack of backwoods. I walked in there.
With that backwood shortage and then that banana band, so we're already they've been having
one. It's a shortage out here. First of all, the backwoods out here is shitty. Backwoods of Philly, they don't get stale. You can leave them jewels out all night. Wake up like, oh shit. Or the pack open. You leave the pack open and take a dump. This shit look like fucking Jeepers Creepers wigs.
But shit, don't them hoes come from the same place though.
I mean, obviously the South, the box probably fall off the truck.
Probably the humidity out here.
Yeah, the humidity fuck them up.
That's obviously
I would like switching. I just started rolling this year because my wife started.
You
only backwards. My wife smoked backwards.
You should try cool.
They better than the games?
Better than games?
Yeah. Oh, now I know I'm not going.
I'm not talking about the Swisher regular, the Swisher Elite.
Yeah, I'm going to get them. Okay. Cool. So when I leave the library, I'm going to walk next door, go to the gas station, get something to drink, and get a leaf. How you feel today? You get some sleep? That's what's up. Yo, this chick was so mad last night. This is the second time I chilled over her crib. She hit me up like 1 a.m. and was like, you come over. She live in my complex. I'm like, all right, cool. I was like sitting there smoking my bong and watching. She was watching fucking Judge Judy. So I was like, oh shit. I was like, damn. I was like, damn, I wonder if my homie Kat up. No, oh, you up? You know, oh, yeah, this film. All right, so that right there, y'all just pass between each other. I'll smoke this, okay? And then I'll pass this to you. That way my man can still get his shit on. So I pull up your text. I'm like, she behind me, looking at TV, but I can hear her on my phone. So I'm sitting there texting you. I'm like getting ready to text you. I'm like, she probably asleep. She's like, who's that? I was like, oh, that's. She was like, oh, really? And I tell her our whole story, everything. You say Mr. Philly? She gonna try to mock you. She's like, she calls you Mr. Philly. I'm like, I actually like that. She was so mad. Yo. Then she was like, you know you're not getting no pussy tonight. I was like, no, I'm 36.
Tell her stop being a hater. I do that to anybody that's not from Houston.
I don't care though, I'm 36. I told her, I'm like, bro, I said, if I told you my number, you would kick me out. You would be like, oh no, you're R. Kelly. Like, I don't need pussy, yo. If that's the case, I'll go home and watch Pornhub. It's simple. And then I have to tell, you know why the bull got mad? Because we sat there, smoked the L, and I was watching a Netflix documentary about female orgasms. And he was like, I never knew that. I said, yeah, dickhead, women, that's why women are lesbians. They don't like dick all the time. That shit hurt them. He like, oh, I didn't know that. I said, yeah, because you got to pop E-pills in chicks' asses to get anything off you. That's the boy that pulled the shotgun on me. So I'm smarter than you. No, he told me he puts E-pills in chicks' asses.
Oh, I was gonna
say. But I'm pretty sure he does that too. That's all goes together. If you back there, like, what's up?
So what, E-pills are Molly?
Pretty much, it's ecstasy.
Oh, okay. That's normally what people put
Molly. Sweetheart. I was only by it. Once I found my bull. Yo, you know what my homie Ched did? And the crazy part is I told him about you too. I was like, yeah, I'm about to see the shorty next door. He's like, oh, the one I sold Bud to? I said, yep. He looked at me. I said, problem, bro? I mean, I'm telling you now, I'm still lying to you. What's up? We still doing business? Because I don't even buy my brother somewhere getting his life together, and then I'm going to re-up on my Philly. But right now, when I buy this shit, it's Philly gas because I'm from Philly. I'm just lying to you at this point. Not to you, but you get what I'm saying? Like, nobody needs to know. I only smoke his weed. Everything else is trash. So it's either I'm going to smoke his or grab it for my brother. And once I touch down with him, he's going to give me a good price because that's my nigga. And he got, like, bull pull up on a U-Haul truck with totes of clothes. I'm like, bro, that's a lot of clothes. This shit heavy. He's like, yeah, yeah. We got to hurry up and get that inside. He pulling the joints out. I said, come on, man. I said, all right, put this in my closet back here. I got a little ducky joint. Like, I carved out a part of the closet in my house. I went to the gun store yesterday, y'all. No, the guns, they got a sale on Saturday. It's like 25% off. So a little like a 9mm is cool for me. My wife got the joint from the fucking Supernatural show. The joint kill demons and shit. That shit heavy as shit. I can't carry that shit around in a whole. Like, though, by the time I pull that RoboCop gun out, you done already killed me, dog. All right, yo. Anybody though?
I feel like if y'all did these came in,
who?
Actually furnished because
y'all wouldn't
pay me. You said you gotta leave now anyway.
I know. I seen the paper.
Wait, what y'all talking about? Y'all talking about y'all own shit?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, cool. I just want to make sure I wasn't supposed to be part of the convo. I'm going to do my crosswords. I talk too much. Sorry, y'all. Y'all good people, so it's like, all right, like, people I don't be around, I'll just be sitting here like,
That's why I was like, look, there's somebody in my job, they do, like, deep carpet cleaning.
Oh, yeah, that's a good business. That's a good LLC. Everybody need that, yo. Like the girl I went to yesterday, ooh, she got roaches, but that's why I really wanted to leave, but she a nice person. No, I grew up with roaches. Like, my mom was a crackhead, so it was like... No, I went to school, I had Tim's, yo. Them Jones was in my boots, yo. That's what I'm saying, like, that's how I grew up. My mom, yeah, she's RIP, but it's like, you gotta talk about that shit. That's the type of trauma we lived in. That's the shit we didn't want to live in. Like, I didn't want to be that. But they're easy to get rid of, but people just lazy.
But somebody's daddy, he used to always bring that
But I hate, cause then when I leave her crib, I gotta go burn all my shit. Right. Yeah, but back then it's like, that's your friend. They, you know what they going through. You got, they can't help it. Yeah, no, all of us was. It's cool. I'm glad you admit it. No. Right, but you wish you could have had more, of course. But you beautiful though, so it's like you gotta get that shit for free. I'm saying, like, you gotta get that shit for free. If you can get that. No, but I'm saying, yeah. But you here to talk about it though. That's the important part. Like, we're human. Like, people do way worse shit, yo. Niggas kill kids and touch kids. Like, no, I'm saying, but that's, like, you gotta think about it. It's worse stuff than that. It's more so you're hurt about your pride. No, but I'm saying, that's what you're saying. Like, yeah, I lived and I learned. That's your pride talking. What's the name of the song? What's the name of it? Yeah, that's what you're talking about right now, right? Right. Actually, no, I gotta put another beat real quick. It's the only way I can. Who, me? Who? You? Okay. What time the office open here? Assassin's Creed, rapping it back in T like a mansion that's lacking fees. Tapping the blackest keys, capture catastrophes like a camera feed. Wall like a canopy, fall like Michael Jackson on anesthesia. Mistaking maidens for manatees. Neuralink is a pirate in all your fantasies. Mistaking the sanitation for sanity. My mistake, I'm mistaken, staying for cannot leave. And see you. Yo, if you go on my Instagram, yo, the producer of this album, he be posting my stories. You know who this is, right? Lupe Fiasco. You know who Lupe Fiasco is? Kick, push, and coast. And away we go. No? He from Chicago? He's the best lyricist ever. Any rapper you know, can't touch this nigga. He the best rapper, period. Name a rapper better than him. Who?
Then Lupe. Wayne, for one.
Who?
Wayne. Lil Wayne is the best rapper. Alive,
okay, bro. So I mean, it's cool to disagree, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, but the thing is.
That's my opinion, though.
Yeah, okay, bro. That's me, too. I mean, I'm from Philly, so there's a lot of rappers. Meek Mill. It depends on what you're into. I just say that's my favorite rapper. Nobody really banged with him because he's not mainstream. But he got more Grammys than a lot of niggas, though. Soundtrack. He's on songs with Kanye West. Oh, you talking about entendres? Oh, my man got quadrilateral entendres. I didn't even think a nigga knew that shit. Yeah, he not mainstream. That's why he not on top 10, but he got a lot of Grammys. He got more Grammys than a lot of niggas on the top 10. And he don't, like, though, it's to the point. What other rapper you know get hackers to get him out of a contract deal and then get his masters on top of that? A hacker group was going to say, Atlanta, yo, if you don't release Lupe from his contract, we gonna hack your network. and they let him out of his contract. Who else got that pull? He even go at, he be on, that's what the thing, he be on Twitter like that. That's why I be on Twitter. Meek Mill be talking that shit on Twitter. Like, let's talk business, let's talk money. That's why I don't be on Facebook, because that shit is toxic as fuck. Niggas be complaining, oh, my life. What are you doing about it, bro? That's why I went on there, aired everybody out on Facebook and rolled out this morning. I said, I got time. And I'm from Philly. And I'm a Libra. And I'm bipolar. So why are y'all playing with me? And I know y'all lives. I know y'all finances. I know, like, what y'all doing, man? Y'all picked the right one. This is new album. Look at the cover. Lies to the judge, rain in the sky and the sea might rise with slice to the mud. Slice to the flies from all kinds of demise, reporting live from the hive and all sides of the sludge. One deep meditate, one street separate, high to the crypts, goodbye to the bloods. But it was the souls, the lords, and GD segregated by the street and the shy where I was. Yeah, wise to the nudge. Why buy a tub when to buy you a flood? Better buy you a sub. How you gonna survive in the club? You gonna kayak a cuz when it. All right, fam. I'll see you in a little bit. All right, enjoy your meal, man. Make sure you drink like some. You drink orange juice. Well, wherever you get your food at, make sure you get that for the drink, so it can give you some vitamin C. Cause we gotta walk on our hands. That's how I gotta put that mindset. Cause then you get soda. Like I'm gonna drink like orange juice or almond milk. Like I'm gonna eat a bowl of cereal and take my medicine and then go to this office. I'm gonna take a shower, cause that shit got a dog and shit. I would never, and I tell you, I would never. Like I laid next to her, like I think I texted you. I said good night to you. I was butt ass naked and I took a rhino on top of it. It's like I have a vasectomy, so like, and I take my bipolar medicine, so I really don't. My sex drive is like this. That's why, like, chicks be like, oh, you're creepy. I'm like, bro, like, I'm 36. Like, I didn't lose my virginity until I was 18. 18 to 36. Like, that's a... Yeah. And people got... Like, yeah. I try to do things right. I just chose the wrong people I have kids by. Like, if I had kids by you, I'd be chilling if we didn't, you know... We'd still be like this, not together. Is what I'm saying, like... Like, niggas is weird, yo. Like, I had to walk from the hospital yesterday. My wife wouldn't even get me a lift. Like, that's how mad she was. Like, if I didn't send my homie, she got in a fight. She in Philly. Like, that's my girl in Philly. Like, that's really, like, that's not my girl, but, like I broke her heart a couple times. And it's like, I feel like I owe her. Because she got kids and her baby father ain't shit. So it's like, I feel like I sent her $45 and then I walked home from the hospital. I could have just said fuck you, but she was like, I'm pretty much homeless, Julian. I'm a man. I could ask my dad. I can like, niggas gonna give me money, but you get what I'm saying? Like, you're a woman with two kids outside. One of her kids is autistic, so it's like, and her baby father ain't shit, and he a firefighter. So it's like, what type of time? And you black, so you really thought if I see him though, I ain't never gonna kill a nigga, but he one of them, cause you deserve to go, bro. What you here for? You're not doing no, you serving no purpose to your people. And then you giving her a hard time? What you giving her a hard time for? She told me last night, she was like, Julian, she was like, I went out for the first time, went to a strip club. I said, oh, me too. We shared the story about when you invited me. We talked last night. And she was staying at her storage unit. I said, you better stay in your storage unit and get like an air mattress and get like a portable fan or something. And leave it cracked. That's a whole, yo, I'm about, matter of fact, I'm about to go do that.
Y'all know it's illegal in
Texas. Oh, Philly is not. In Texas that you get arrested? Okay, thank you.
I just looked it up because I was going to do that too. But you can't do that.
Okay, thank you.
And if they find out, they can't call the police.
I'm about to just get one and put my shit in there.
You can get store stuff in now.
Where's the closest one at?
Look up, they have a lot of storage centers.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna go. I'm about to do that so I can get my shit. When I get some more money. Right now, that's my name still in that lease. So you throw my shit out, I'm gonna call the cops. And I should have called the cops when, yo, my man was chasing me in shock and I'm banging on the door. She got the top lock on. You know, once you got the top lock on, I got a key. I'm like, yo. And the only reason I wasn't staying there, I got the room, is like, at the end of the day, you a woman. And she's like, I feel scared of you. Bro, you in the room with the gun. I left the gun. The day she came, I was carrying it around. Because I'm like, yo, niggas is drawing. And when she came, it's her gun. Like, it's licensed in Philly. I would never do nothing like that. Like, I got kids. That's weird. And that's me thinking, we got it in the lockbox and everything. Combination is a date we both know. And even with me going through a mental break, I knew what it was. And I would do that to myself before I pointed that on her. Because I'm like, what about my daughter? So yeah, life is hard, man, but it's like, it's fun at the same time. I get to meet cool people like you and my man right here. So it's like, you gotta take the good and the bad and just say, fuck everybody else. That's a pretty picture, yeah. Well, that stretch you did.
Thank you.
I wish, like, I was trying to grab something, but it didn't work too well. When I get this new iPhone, I'm gonna have just, like, one phone. That's what I'm gonna get today, though. I'm gonna pull on my Xbox. Oh, I can't go with you at 12.
You say you can?
My girl, can you follow me on Instagram?
Follow me on Instagram.
What's your, I don't know, can you message me? So many people come through. I still haven't followed a lot of people.
You follow me?
All right, yeah.
You're never in that?
Yeah, just send me a message. So you could be at the top.
I'm gonna call my friends to get her.
You know anybody that's selling the iPhone?
You can go to
I'm going to go to Boost. It's 120.
Nah, you can go to, like...
Oh,
we
shit.
Have those,
tell me.
Small stores where they get... you can sign up with any phone company in there, from Boost to Metro to Verizon. And it's, like, the prepaid version. And they send you the phone in there for real cheap. And they have anything from old phones.
No, I need an iPhone. No, I need an iPhone.
They iPhone, but they don't, like, iPhone 6, iPhone
7. They not expensive?
And they, you can find them anywhere. Like, they mainly be, like, on strips where most of the stores, they be on...
Yo, let me ask you a question real quick, because my man at the pawn shop, because I'm going to go there. So he just said, how much should I sell an 8 for? What you think?
He said, hold on.
Here, I'm going to show you this because, you know, you my girl. So it's like, this is like, when I talk to you, you the only female. I don't talk like that. You the only, like, when I tell you my shit, it's like, I trust you with my life. You get what I'm saying? Because you've been real since day one. So I don't have no friends out here. I got to trust somebody. I'm going to start talking like my two niggas. Like, they was telling my wife stuff I was telling them. Like, what's up, bro? You a dude. At that point, like, I'm messaging my niggas in Philly. They messaging him on Instagram, like, yo, when I see you, bro, I'm gonna come down there. We coming down there. Like, what's up with you? Like, you don't know who I know. My last name is Hart. Like, if that's Kevin's last name, like, his dad died of a heroin overdose. And Kevin Hart's dad was a crackhead. So I'm pretty sure we related. You get what I'm saying? Philly is small. I just found out that my stepson... grandmom is related to me, mm-hmm. on my mom's side, like grandmoms. They know each other.
Hold on, I'm gonna call my friend.
Yeah, I need the phone, y'all. What you about to call her for?
Huh?
What you about to call her for?
I'm gonna tell you.
Shh.
I'm gonna call my friend.